Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who kept a promise and brought you another show, all on my own. The others had nothing to do with this. Hi, it's me, Ben, and we are joined, as always, by our wonderful co-host, who had absolutely nothing to do with this. It's Noah!
Hello, I'm just here. Where am I?
Hi, just here. I'm Ben.
Abadum.
Oh, man.
And
this could be a good one.
We are joined this week by our wonderful guest host. You know her, and Noah loves her, and I'm pretty sure I've done this intro before.
It's
Jesse.
No one else loves me but my husband, and that's okay.
Amen.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Hello. Thanks for having me back. It's been a long time.
Thank you for allowing me in your closet.
Thank you. It is kind of weird, our setup, because I think we're all... You and Noah are facing each other, but I'm just facing straight ahead into the wall. So,
well, yeah. Noah and I are just staring at you because you're in between Noah and
I. But I'm not looking at you guys.
Making no eye contact. It's like the worst intervention ever.
So Jesse can break up, like moderate any disagreements that Ben and I may have on this podcast.
That's right. We're going to start just like grab the closest thing to you and throw it, which is, for me, one of Jesse's shoes. What do you have over there that you can throw at me, Noah? Huh? Can it beat a shoe?
I have toilet paper and a rifle.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. There's no rifle
no.
in my closet.
Well, at least you have to throw it. And thank you all so much for tuning in to Noodles at Noon. You can catch us anywhere podcasts are available, like our website, noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com. Oh, man, we're even in the same room.
Oh, that was sad. Or anywhere else like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Spotify, and coming to you live this week from, once again, the Noah and Jesse residence slash closet. Because here we are!
Yeah, we were recording again episodes for another show that you will never hear.
Yep.
And we got done, like, way ahead of schedule. I told Jesse we would be done by 11:30, and we finished at, like, 8:40.
I think you told Jesse we'd be done by 9:30.
That was
true.
My more realistic. 11:30 was to, like, under-promise and over-deliver when we get done 3 hours early, but Jesse saw right through that and was like, no.
Under promise and over deliver was my favorite part of your wedding vows.
Mine, though.
Yeah.
Even my wedding vows were, they were like, well, I guess I'll try to do okay. And
don't expect much.
Yeah, don't expect.
Let's tamper your expectations, realistic.
So then if anything good ever happens, you're like really surprised.
Exactly.
So, it's a good way to live.
Yeah.
So the Noodles at Noon listeners are getting your leftovers from the other podcast. And I guess we had time. We'll squeeze this in.
Well, that's why we invited you, because at this point, Noah and I are both bringing about, I don't know, 10%
yeah.
into this.
Oh, and I am known for being outrageously peppy.
You've got to be around 280% to make up for Noah and I.
1,000. Okay. Let's go.
But not 280% Jesse, like 280% of a podcast
yeah.
host.
100% Jesse, 80% me, and then 80% Noah.
Equals 100. What?
Well, I have the least riz, as that's the new word I just learned. Riz. Do you guys know about this?
Like Rizzo.
It's like from Greece. no, not Greece. Footloose.
No.
Nope.
Rizzo is from Greece.
Rizzo is from Greece.
Tough and tender.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gotta be Rizzo. She's tough and tender. It's from. Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah.
One of Jesse and I.
Also from Greece.
Also from Greece, but mostly from Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. What are you saying, Riz?
Oh, yeah, Riz. So it's short for charisma. This is Noah's modern pop culture corner. Riz. Huh. It's like, I think it's spelled R-I-Z-Z, but it's short for charisma. So if you say like, oh, he got Riz, like he got charisma. So, and as we all know, I am known for being the charismatic one on the podcast.
We should like pretend like right now, like we're starting the other podcast that we do. Hey, friends, welcome back to Noodles at Noon. I'm Ben.
And I'm Noah.
And we're so glad that you joined us today for another wonderful episode.
You know, Ben, I think it's really funny how Jesse is sinking uncomfortably into her chair. Isn't that great?
Well, I thought I would have a chance to introduce myself. But...
Oh. who else do we have on the show this week?
This week, we have a special guest.
I'm Jesse, and I can't quite go that high.
that was one piece of feedback we received that was like, hey, you don't have to like change anything, but just so you know, when you get excited, your voice gets high. And I was like, that's directed towards me.
And I think we try to like outdo each other when we get excited, and it's like, so Ben talks like this, and then I have to talk like this, and then Ben has to get even higher. And then it's just like really hard to listen to.
You know those toys which will like repeat back what you say, except more high pitched?
Oh, yeah.
It like it records what you say, then it goes like, and then if you like put two right next to each other, they just keep going higher and higher pitched. It's basically what we do.
My heart rate is already like risen a little bit. Just
it's because it
there.
Is good. 94 degrees.
It's very hot in this closet.
I don't know why we stayed in the closet. We could have left.
No,
we have.
It sounds really good though.
I was also given specific instructions to not close this door.
Oh yeah, and then we did.
And
close
then
the
I
door.
Did.
What did you do, Ben? You closed it.
I closed the door.
It's okay.
Well, Jesse. It's been a hot second since you've been on the show. Fill us in on all of the hot goss going on in your life. Welcome to Ben's Pop Culture Corner.
Ben's Hot Goss Hour.
Ben's Hot Goss Hour.
Well, I have to complain about my roommate a little bit.
He sounds like the worst.
Wait, that's me. Or Mochi.
Well, she's not complaining about Mochi.
Mochi's a perfect angel. She's never done anything wrong. No, all's well with me. I have been going outside in the frigid weather for many weeks on end, and it's like finally starting to feel like spring, and that's a big deal in my world because I don't have a lot else going on. So the groundhog saw his shadow, or didn't.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes. I did see a funny tweet that said, oh, you don't have a Valentine on Valentine's Day? Well, some people don't even have a groundhog on Groundhog's Day, so check your privilege. And I thought that was funny.
Have you guys ever watched the actual groundhog ceremony? Oh. Like with the men with the black suits and the black hats?
You're not talking about the thing with Bill Murray?
I know. I was like, oh yeah, I've seen Groundhog's Day a bunch of times.
I love that movie.
Oh, I actually haven't seen the movie, so
what?
Maybe they show this in the movie. But I watched a couple years ago like the actual where they do it, and it's like going to a church, like a high church service where there's like structure and order, and there are like people with important tasks and roles for this whole event. Like it's a big deal, and you should look it up because it's kind of culty. Yeah. I'll put a link in the description to a video I'm talking about. It's pretty creepy.
I'll put a link in the description to the movie Groundhog Day.
Okay,
with
I'd
Bill
prefer
Murray.
That.
Ben doesn't know how to add to the description.
That's true. This is Noah's power trip hour. I can edit the website and you can't.
we could read out the URL letter by letter for people to.
That's true.
https://.
Or we could get a script and we could just act out the entire script to Groundhog Day.
Done.
Sweet. I'll find
it.
Noah, you start sharing while I do that.
I had like a strange encounter in my Sunday school class that I teach this week. I teach like first grade through fifth grade, and one of the older kids in the class, we were talking about like what we like to do in the car. Do you like to read books? And one of the kids said, oh, we like to listen to podcasts in the car. And then one of the other kids was like, oh, I just found a new podcast that I like. It's called Noodles at Noon. And it like, I didn't know how to respond. I was just kind of taken aback. Like, oh, that's weird. That's cool. I don't know how to respond to this. And I traced it back to Daniel. Daniel was the one that spilled the beans about our podcast, which it's weird. I don't know. I feel like you would probably agree with this, Ben, that like I have this, you know, we have this podcast and we enjoy doing this podcast, but at the same time, it's weird when people find out about the podcast or listen to it. Like, I want people to listen to it, but at the same time, it's weird when they do.
No, I get that. It's like we have this thing that it's a public thing. You don't have to work too hard to find it. Like, you just type in Noodles at Noon. But whenever someone's like, oh yeah, you listen to it, you're like, why? Like, what's your motive here? What's your angle? Why are you listening to this?
Well, I told Noah because of this, he should select like the number one best quintessential Noodles podcast episode thing. So that when someone's like, oh my gosh, Daniel told me about your podcast, because it's going to be Daniel telling people. And then you can be like, yeah, here, listen to this one. Because I feel like if people just jump in at the most recent one, they're not getting that. Not to say the most recent ones aren't like amazing.
They're pretty bad.
Not as good as the there's other quality ones out there. So I don't know if there are any listeners out there who are diehard fans, please send in your number one.
Best episode. Quintessential episode.
What episode would you recommend to a non-fan to make them a fan?
Probably the one with Roseanne Barr
in a bathroom. That was a good one.
I was just going to say the first episode, because I've gone back and listened to that one a couple times, and I'm like, wow, this sounds really good, and like we were pretty prepared.
Yeah, that was the last time I was prepared, actually.
It all goes downhill after episode one.
It all just goes downhill. Okay, for my weekly update, Groundhog Day, written by Danny Rubin. Second revision by Harold Ramis. January 7th, 1992. Fade in. Hibernating groundhogs. Family of groundhogs is nestled together in their burrow, sleeping off the end of a long winter. Roll credits and theme music. Dissolve to exterior. A forest clearing. Early morning. The crust of an old snowfall still...
still covers the frozen ground and the bare... icy branches of the trees glisten dully in the early morning light. Cut two. Internal TV studio. Same time. Phil Connors is standing in front of a blank green wall. Blah, blah, blah. When is there dialogue?
Gesticulating animatedly into a visible images of... There's no dialogue in this movie.
There's no...
This is a silent film.
Oh, sleepily. He says something sleepily. What?
It's February 1st, Phil. You know what tomorrow is? Phil sits up and thinks hard. He's in his mid-30s, smart, rugged-looking, perhaps a little too full of himself, but clearly a guy with a lot of personality.
I feel like Bill Murray wrote that for himself. Okay, Phil says, oh no, not again. He jumps up and exits the office with Holly right behind him. I don't remember this from the film.
Forget it. It's the start.
Okay.
Unless there's another movie called Groundhog Day.
I don't think so.
With Bill Murray.
Oh, sorry.
With Bill Murray. If you want the rest, we're ending there so we don't get a copyright strike. And because I realized that bit already went on too long. So,
cut.
cut there and just go watch the movie. It's pretty good. I'd give it a 8.9 out of 10.
Oh, that's high.
Oh, what would you give it?
I don't know, like a 7?
Oh. I thought you liked the movie.
I do. That's a like number.
But 7. That's like a C- number.
I don't agree with that, because if a 7, I know that like a 70% is a C in school, but then why do we have all the lower numbers? Like a C is so bad already. Why do we have like a number 3 if we're gonna say, oh, 7 is like kind of crappy? Like,
because 3 is bad.
3 is like
what?
Why is there no E?
Hang on, wait.
School Noah's like, hey.
Hang on, wait. We gotta address something else. No, I'll do an actual weekly update.
Oh.
Or I won't.
Oh, Ben, your time ran a little long.
Oh, dang it.
That bit was
Ben, what happened to you this week? And it is a weekly update because we recorded an episode last week.
We did. Gosh. Look at this. This is insane. It's like good old times. This isn't something that necessarily happened to me, happened about me. As you all know, we did fantasy football in the Noodles at Noon chat. I did another fantasy football league with some friends from church. And that fantasy football league, unlike the one at Noodles at Noon, had a winner that got a crown and there was a prize. I promise I'll send you your prize, Daniel and Shiv. It will happen at some point. But in that league, they also had a loser. And the loser hadeth to receiveth thereth punishmenteth. And the punishment that we decided at the beginning of the year was they would have to spend 24 hours straight, no stopping, in a Waffle House. Because, you know, it's 24 hours. They can't kick you out of a Waffle House. So my friend Brendan, bless his soul, came in last place. And so he had to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. And he did it this past day.
What?
Yes.
He really did it?
Well, okay. He didn't spend the full 24 hours because we had a rule in place, which was for every waffle that you eat,
You get to take an hour off of your time.
Oh my gosh, how many waffles did he eat?
He ate 11 waffles.
Oh. Those are not small waffles.
No, they are not. And I had 2 Waffle House waffles separated by several hours, and I still feel sick. So I have no idea what Brendan's going through at this moment.
Well, whatever it is better than spending 24 hours in the Waffle House.
He would be done by now. He started at 8 p.m. last night. I don't know why he elected to start at night.
I guess, you know, get the hard hours out of the way. Like, then you get the morning to kind
but
of look forward to.
If he had started at 8 a.m., he would have been done at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's a good point.
And would have not had to have spent the night in a Waffle House. But the thing I find most interesting about this whole scenario is that we got there and we went up to the Waffle House staff. And we're like, hey, we're doing this fantasy football thing. He came in last place, and he has to spend 24 hours in a Waffle House. And they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being, like, at all
no,
caring
not,
about anything.
No, they were very caring, but they were not phased.
Okay.
Apparently, this happens a lot.
Oh.
Really?
Yes. And the lady working the counter, who I'm guessing works the night shift, she was there from 9 to 7, she was like, oh, yeah, but most of the people that come here do it and cheat, so I'll make sure to keep an eye on them. Like, they were invested in this.
Oh.
So,
yikes.
Yeah, so, like, I got
like,
there.
We'll get the handcuffs out if you want. Like,
yeah, but then we were like, how much does a waffle cost? And she goes, well, a waffle's normally $5, but when we have people doing this, they can order 2 for $7.50. They have a deal in place for people specifically doing the fantasy football thing.
Wow.
Is this the Waffle House? Or where is there a Waffle House near us?
Off the
the highway?
The interstate?
Off the interstate, yeah.
And what city? Our city?
Our
Your city.
City. Our
yeah.
fair city of
oh.
Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh.
It's by the American Furniture Warehouse.
Oh. Okay. Noted.
Well, I don't know. I just think Waffle House is a truly amazing place. Like, I know that the weather uses it, or like what... for gauging how bad disasters are. You've heard of like the Waffle House scale, right?
No.
In
no.
meteorology?
No, I studied meteorology in college.
And can't picture that being in your textbook.
at no point came up.
Really? The Waffle House Index. I'm reading the Wikipedia article. So the Waffle House Index is an informal metric that determines the severity of a storm by how many Waffle Houses are open. It's because Waffle Houses just like do not close. They stay open for anything except for like disasters. So the Waffle House Index is green, yellow, or red. Green means Waffle Houses are open and have a full menu. Yellow means they have a limited menu, meaning they probably don't have power or they're on a generator. And red means the restaurant is closed, which indicates severe damage or severe flooding, severe destruction to the restaurant.
Oh.
So, yeah. The Waffle House Index. It's a real thing. It was coined by a FEMA administrator.
Oh my gosh. Legit then.
Huh. I'd never heard of that.
Yeah. So I don't know that it matters as much here because we only have like the one Waffle House. But I mean, down in the South, there's Waffle Houses on every corner. So.
And hurricanes.
We don't get a lot of hurricanes here. I did... Ben, I did have a new listener to the podcast ask me this week if you're actually from Fairbanks.
Really?
So we did.
I am.
We did trick somebody. Or
I'm
someone.
Not tricking anybody.
We got them.
I'm glad you brought up in that Waffle House thing that it's based on whether they're closed or not. Because have you ever heard about the Denny's Christmas fiasco of 1988?
No. This sounds amazing. Or
oh,
terrible.
You can't see me shaking my head no, but I am shaking my head no.
So.
Jesse's offended by the question.
Denny's, their slogan is, always open, / you'll probably die here. And when they say they're always open, they mean it. 24/7, every single day, never take a day off. Except on Christmas in 1988, when they decided that, you know what, we're going to give our employees Christmas off.
Big mistake.
A huge mistake. Because that means all, at the time, like over 1,200 Denny's locations closed. for the first time in their history. And they were like, okay, you get Christmas off. And they're like, sweet, that's awesome. Thank you very much. How do we close?
Oh.
Because there was no training on how to close out a register. There was no training on how to clean any of the equipment.
Oh.
There was no training,
do they just never clean the equipment?
Well, it's constantly being used. They're always flipping pancakes and making grand slams and doing whatever. So they had to issue all, like, 1,200 restaurants with, like, training on how to close. And I think it was something like 700 restaurants had to be issued new locks because the owner had just lost the keys.
They just never locked the original locks.
Did they even have keys? Like, did they ever lock the building?
Yeah, because the building had never been locked. There was no reason to do it.
Whoa.
So it just caused a huge mess. And, like, not only did they lose money from sales, but they had to pay a bunch of money
to do training, update all the stuff.
And, yeah.
Wow.
So, moral of the story is, if you're making people work on Christmas, you got to keep doing it. You got to commit to the bit because it's too late. it's over.
Dang.
That's so funny. That's not something I would have thought of until you said it. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one would know how to close it. Sounds like a good day to rob a Denny's.
Yeah.
Surely one of those was unlocked. They just left it unlocked.
Yeah. Well, do we have any speak pipes?
We have no speak pipes, but if you'd like to leave us a speak pipe, you can go to our website at noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
And go to the Contact Us page and find the large orange button that'll allow you to leave a voice message for us that we'll play on the show and respond to. We don't have any speak pipes or messages this week, but people were excited that we posted something last week, even if it was a little half-hearted, we'll say.
No, you did your whole heart into
that episode in a short amount of time.
We did all of the heart that was available.
Yeah. We poured 100% of our heart.
100% of the remaining heart that we had into the episode. We need, as a society, we need to be okay with what we have being enough. We don't have to burn ourselves out, okay? Take a break. Give yourself space. Give yourself grace. It's okay.
Cool. I think I'm going to go home, actually.
You are home.
Oh, man. but we do have a game.
Oh, my gosh.
That I have prepared. And I'm really glad that we have Jesse here because this is definitely a good two-person game.
Oh.
You don't
want me here just because, you know.
Well, and it's nice to have you here.
I'm live.
The oh, my gosh, you just did was the most charismatic thing that's happened so far. So
I could go higher.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
You might want to scoot a little bit closer to your microphone.
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, so.
Me?
Who here has heard of a little thing called ChatGPT?
Oh. Me.
Me.
I have about 8 Noodles Podcast game ideas involving ChatGPT. But this one.
I just had an idea for a ChatGPT. Never mind. Okay.
I think there's a lot of possibility here. So for anyone that doesn't know, ChatGPT is an AI chatbot. You can ask it to do things like write a story. Like in our Discord, we had some good ones. Daniel wrote me a poem in the style of Robert Frost. You can ask it to write code for you. You can ask it to write a script for a movie for you, anything like that. Another thing we've done on the show before is poorly describe things. So, like I will, you know, poorly describe the plot of a movie and you have to guess what the movie is. I didn't want to do that much work. So I asked ChatGPT to poorly and vaguely describe the plot of some classic movies. And it actually worked pretty well. I have edited these responses a little bit to take out like names and obvious locations and giveaways, things like that. But I have 5 questions here for you that you both have to give me what the movie is being described. Okay, Jesse says Groundhog Day. Now I'll read the clue and we'll see if she's right.
Yeah, you don't get a guess again.
Actually, Jesse, we will let you go first for the first question because you are our guest.
Wait. Okay, so that's how we're doing it. You're going to let me choose and then Ben?
And then Ben can choose, yeah. And you can choose the same plot.
Okay.
You can change the same movie. So here's the plot. Lots and lots of water. It's basically like Finding Nemo, but with taller characters and a darker plot.
Oh, I know it.
Jesse, I know it too. It.
Okay.
Avatar, The Last Airbender, water. Whatever. The,
wait, is that the Avatar? Buzz. One? I want to guess Avatar, water. The Way of Water.
All right, so you both guess Avatar, The Way of Water?
Tall, yes.
All right, it is Avatar, The Way of Water. We started a little bit easier. Ben and Jesse, you both get a point.
Okay. Wait.
I did my best. You said it was enough.
No, I didn't.
Earlier, you said be yourself and do whatever, and then who cares if you're bad at stuff or that, whatever you
that's
said.
That's not what I said. But fine.
All right.
I take back my poignancy.
All right, 1-1, Ben gets to go first. Ben, this is a movie about a guy who likes to steal stuff. He and his nerdy sidekick go on a wild goose chase. Along the way, they're being chased by some bad guys, but they're not as smart, so they keep losing.
It's it. Oh, wait. Is it? It's not National Treasure, is it?
Ooh,
is that
that's
what Jesse
a good
thinks?
Guess. I was thinking Batman.
Oh, I was thinking either Catch Me If You Can or
I feel like
National
Noah doesn't
Treasure.
Even know what movie that is. But National Treasure sounds good, but I'll stick with my original thought, which was Batman.
All right, Jesse says Batman. Ben, do you say National Treasure?
I say National Treasure.
And the answer is National Treasure.
Oh, Ben, good job.
Ben takes the win on that one, bringing his lead 2-1. Back to Jesse, who gets to go first.
I'm so nervous.
This one's pretty mean.
The pre-chuckle is what gets you.
This is a movie about a group of superheroes who join forces to save the world. The superheroes are really cool and have different powers. There's a lot of action, explosions, and a really big battle in the end. The bad guys are really strong, but the superheroes are even stronger. They save the world, and everyone cheers. There might be a hint at another movie coming, but I'm not really sure. That's what it said. It's a fun superhero movie with lots of cool special effects.
Why did you chuckle? Is it because it's so generic or so obvious? Because it sounds like every superhero movie ever. I'm going to go with The Incredibles.
The Incredibles, she says.
With no confidence.
With
okay.
No confidence. Is it not The Avengers?
Okay, I'm going to do this. You're both wrong.
Ugh.
The plot could totally work for either of the answers you've provided, but you're both wrong. So I'm going to give you both another chance.
Is one of us predominantly closer than the other?
Not really.
Wow.
Oh, we're both terrible. Okay, give us a hint.
Power Rangers.
I will say it's live action. It's not animated.
Power Rangers.
Ben says Power Rangers.
Live action. What does that mean? Just kidding. Okay. Okay. Oh, that's the only hint you're giving us? Because Ben was already in that realm.
Okay, I'll say this too. It could describe about 15 Marvel movies, but it's not a Marvel movie.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Jesse's right. The Justice League. I don't know.
But they're superheroes.
Okay, I've heard Avatar, I've heard Justice League, I've heard
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. I need final answers.
Power Rangers.
Ben says Power Rangers.
Avatar.
Jesse says Avatar. First one or second one?
Third one.
It hasn't come out yet.
Go.
Okay. The answer is Justice League.
Oh, Ben!
But Ben did not commit, so. Specifically, the DC Justice League that came out like 4 or 5 years ago, whenever that came out.
The Zack Snyder version?
I didn't specify that.
The one with the guy from Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage?
No, I don't think he's in that.
All right, still 2-1. Back to Ben again. This movie is about a dude who breathes funny and is really mad all the time. He's in a bad mood because some other guy stole his girlfriend.
I know it.
Star Wars. Jesse.
Oh, well, that's what I thought, but no one stole his girlfriend.
He thinks that Obi-Wan stole Padme.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. I was going to say Star Wars, so Star Wars. The Last Airbender.
He breathes
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
The New Hope. New Hope.
Jesse says A New Hope. Ben also says A New Hope.
I say
or Revenge of the Sith
is what I was going to say.
But he doesn't breathe funny in that movie.
At the very end he does.
At the very end. Okay. It doesn't matter. Does it matter?
I think you both should lock in answers.
Revenge of the Sith.
New Hope.
It was Revenge of
Dang
the
it!
Sith. Yeah, Obi-Wan does not steal his girlfriend, so I thought that was kind of funny.
But he does get jealous. Okay. I'm not as good at this.
I just love
hoping.
He breathes funny and is really, really mad all the time.
Is it Darth
so
Vader?
Angsty.
Or Anakin.
Yeah, so Ben is up 3-1.
Ah.
We have two questions
How
left.
How sweet it is.
Back to Jesse first. The protagonist realizes he needs to face his fears and take his rightful place as king with a little help from his dad's ghost.
Either Hamlet or The Lion King. I'm going to say The Lion King.
Oh, man, you left me with Hamlet. I'm going to say...
You can say The Lion King, too.
I'm going to say the White Lion, which is the movie that
The Lion King ripped off.
Oh.
Okay, I'll give Jesse the point, even though I think you both knew it. It was The Lion King. Does his dad's ghost make an appearance?
He's in the clouds.
Yes.
Mufasa. What? And he's like rolling in the storm.
I don't remember that.
You
okay.
Love The Lion King.
I know. I love that movie. I don't remember that.
Let's go watch it after this. I'm in the middle of The Hunchback of Notre Dame, but I'll make an exception and we can switch over.
Okay, well, you were talking about Hunchback of Notre Dame, so remember that for this next one.
Neutral Dame.
Oh, wait, that was all five.
Good job, Ben.
3-2, so Ben wins the game.
Okay.
Sweet. That was a great ending.
Should we do one more? I can generate one more.
Let's do one more.
Can you do a hard one?
Yeah, I'll
Not
do a hard
I
one.
Can you do one
well,
that
but...
only I will know?
I'm trying to think of a movie that you both have seen. We'll cut this
Secret
out.
Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
La La Land. Wait, we share a Prime account?
No.
I feel like that needs to be left in. I do actually remember now. We do share a Prime account.
I just keep watching The Rings of Power over and over
that's
again.
That's why my algorithm's all off the whack. High quality content.
Okay.
High quality content.
Okay, we're ready to come back. Okay, I have one last question.
We were singing again, and then he's like, and we're going to go.
As soon as I start singing, Noah just... Yeah.
Okay, go again.
I'm sorry, Ben. Do you want to sing the rest of your song?
High quality content.
Okay, is that it?
Yep.
All right, I have prepared one last question. For some reason, it stopped being vague and started being really obvious. Like, this show is about Leslie Knope. It's like, okay, well, we can figure that one
Parks
out.
Parks and Rec.
This is a film. I removed a few details, but this movie is about a man who likes power and money,
life
but also has some personal problems. The movie kind of jumps around. In the end, they figure out blank, but I won't spoil it here. Overall, it's a pretty deep and complicated movie that makes you think about the meaning of life and stuff like that. Jesse, you are down 2-3, so I will let you go first.
Okay, can you cut this out, but can you repeat that? Because I stopped listening halfway through. Sorry, can you just repeat it for me and just...
This movie is about a man who likes power and money, but also has some personal problems. The movie kind of jumps around. In the end, they figure out blank, but I won't spoil it here. Overall, it's a pretty deep and complicated movie that makes you think about the meaning of life and stuff like that.
Elf.
Because the elf's dad has power and money.
Okay,
and some
well, if
you're like,
oh, I see how you could potentially make that connection.
Maybe
that
I'm trying to throw you off the track.
Answer.
Is it jump around a lot?
Huh?
He says it jumps around a lot.
The movie kind
jumps
of jumps around.
A lot. Oh, maybe in time? Oh, A Christmas Carol. It's A Christmas Carol.
It doesn't have to be a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas Carol.
Never said it was a Christmas movie.
I'm saying it's A Christmas Carol. Muppets Christmas Carol.
The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith.
Ooh, The Pursuit of Happiness or Muppet's Christmas Carol. You're both wrong.
Oh, are you serious?
The answer, I don't think either of you have seen this movie, but you should know the plot of this movie. Citizen Kane.
I don't know the plot of that movie.
What? Who doesn't know the plot of Citizen Kane?
Me.
It's about the sled.
And your mom.
All right, well, I keep whacking my microphone with my glasses, so yeah. Now's a good time to end
now's
the
a good
show.
Time to end. Well,
wins the game.
I win! Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you so much to Noah for putting together a terrific game. Thank you so much to Jesse for losing to boost my ego. And thank you so much to me for winning.
You're welcome, Ben.
Yeah.
For you.
And thank you all so much for listening, because we're all winners here at Noodles at Noon. Jesse, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to all you Muppets fans.
It's February.
This is a Muppets
they
podcast.
They don't know that.
They do know it's February. Noah, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I missed you guys.
Aw. You talk to us a lot.
You're the two people I talk
to
the
most. Oh, you're talking to us? I thought you were talking to, like, the sweet, sweet listeners.
I miss the listeners, too.
No, he looked me dead in the eye when he said it.
I know, and I'm just here looking at the wall, so.
Just like hanging out with you guys.
Aww.
Okay, bye!
Okay, bye! Okay, great.